The following podcast is a member of the PokéCasters Network. PokéCasters Network, supporting Pokémon content creators, their shows, and the community of Pokémon fans. To find out more, check out PokéCastersNetwork.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook.
Well, the papery ones are bags.
Yeah.
But the milk carton looking ones are boxes.
Those aren't boxes, those are cartons! You literally just said cartons. You didn't say milk box, you said milk carton.
Okay, let me resolve this. I have one milk carton of goldfish that is empty, and I have one literal box that contains multiple bags that is also empty, and is currently being used as like a storage thing.
Nice.
For smaller items. Yes. So there you go. I accomplished both sides of the carton bag spectrum. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Not a Scratch, the only podcast that believes that Scratch is an overpowered move. I'm your host, your PM, your DM, your GM, Anaru himself. And with me here, joining me on our brand new NPR-esque podcast.
It's me, Muhammad. This program is supported by viewers like you. Thank you. And over to my right is someone who fully does not believe in the public-private partnership and hates this program in all of its entirety.
Hi, it's me, Daisy. And I'm gonna go form my own service, and it's called Daisy's Radio,
which you can find on your other Patreon content feed. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, that's also like, you know, that's a fun way to experience Skittles, sure, but there's nothing quite like tasting the waterfall of the rainbow, you know.
Taste the migraine.
That's fun. Speaking of Skittles and the chaos that rainbows can cause, we introduce our senior correspondent, Mansoor, here, who is currently speaking to us live. That's right, he is live from inside the middle of a hurricane. Mansoor, your thoughts about Skittles? Oh, I just realized his mic is off. Well, that's not great.
How's he going to give us the recap?
Yeah, how's he going to... The mic. Mansoor, the mic. The you know what, we'll come back to him next time. Hopefully he will be able to fix the mic. Anyway, shout out to Mansoor, he's doing well. These gale force winds are kicking us out of all sorts of locations, including our dreams. Anyone want to do the recap that I literally just technically did right there?
Yeah, you just did the recap. I don't know what else you want us to add. That's it.
It was a dream and they got kicked out.
It was me. I'm the gale force winds.
To be fair, yes. To be precise, Daisy / Rose was the one that was kicking out of the dream, which makes me wonder, like, I can see how you kick Kyle out of a dream, right? You could just literally kick him out of the dream. But do you have to, like, kick yourself out of the dream? Like, the one exercise where you would take the heel of your foot and try to hit your back as you'd, like, cross-country exercises here.
I mean, I think it's just the same that Rose did when they, like, shut down the dream where Hoopa was trying to be like, hello, join my team.
And you were like, no.
And I was like, bye.
In all of the power of a 3-year-old that really, really wants to leave, you were like, no, bye, and then walked away.
Oh, F4.
So, yeah.
I can just imagine now Rose just, like, magically getting a keyboard appearing out of nowhere. It's effectively like one of those VR goggles Rose puts on, gets a keyboard to appear out of nowhere. Alt F4, adios.
We had a dream.
We should probably talk about that.
I think I rolled the higher portion of the dreams. So I was like, okay, Kyle can come along, because he gave us the option of if it was separate or together.
No, we rolled a die to see whether we do the same dream or separate dreams.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we just ended up rolling the same dream, so we went with the very clear, strong dream.
We saw another house. It was like the blank mansion, but everything was like inverted, right? Like inverted color schemes.
Yeah.
So it was like
the Naub mansion.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. I can't.
Now, brother.
I can't go backwards with letters. But it was interesting. It was weird. It was spooky. There was a door that had four keyholes on it.
There was a door.
I tried to see if I could take a boat out of here, and there was a lighthouse, and I was like, oh, that's interesting, there's a lighthouse. And then I walked around the back of the building, and Kyle went to the front of the building, and I was like, oh yeah, there's four keyholes. And then what's the name? The Magician Thief, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were trying to figure out their name. I'm like, I, that would really suck if I gave you the name. That would kind of ruin the whole shtick.
Kevin.
The Magician Thief, a.k.a. Bob.
Yeah, Magician Thief. Magician didn't sound right for some reason. Magician Thief showed up and was like, you need the keys. You should tell the person you're with about me. And Kyle was like, what? And then Rose came around and was like, who are you? And the Magician Thief was like, why don't you ask Kyle? And Kyle was like, And then Rose was like, who are you? And then Magician Thief was like, and then the Magician Thief was like, I'm not gonna tell you. And then I was like, okay, I don't want to work with you because you're not telling me what's going on. And then I was like, all right, bye. And shut down the dream.
Yes, good points there all around. I got my dice ready. I got my red notebook ready. I got pencils, which I don't need. You guys got your stuff. We did a recap. I think there's only one thing left.
How do you know I have my stuff? You're not here.
No, I need dice.
All right, while they figure out what they're doing, I am going to jump off this dive board and I think dive on in. So, as we flash forward into the specifics, to be precise, it is the morning. It is the morning. Does this seem right? I assume this is right.
It is the morning.
It is the morning. Does it make sense for it to be August 23rd? I think that's fine. It's the morning of August 23rd. It's you just woke up from a nice, cool, calm, coordinated dream. Happy-go-lucky time. The last thing the Magician Thief said, directed at both of you, kind of directed at Kyle, but also directed to both of you. Yada, yada, yada. Regigigas. And then you wake up.
Oh, yeah. That's me.
Huh?
I can't tell if you said that's mean or what does that mean.
Oh, I said
no,
that's
neither, Regigigas. Neither.
It's me.
Oh, it's you.
Me.
It's a me, a Regigigas. Let's
this
go.
This is where we merge all the worlds. But yes, so Regigigas, wake up, boom, it's August 23rd, it's the morning, you got units of distance to go, which for convenience sake I say miles, even though they're probably not miles.
Inches.
Imagine, you just wake up and then like stretch out real wide and just hit the wall of the city you're on.
We've made it to the edge.
Yep, somehow, I rolled over in bed and accidentally went to half a country.
Yeah, we're not that far away. We're like a day away, a day and a half, right?
You are.
We're at most a day and a half away.
Which river are you at? You're at this river, right? You are a day and a half, I think. I forget your speeds.
I want to say 15 and 13.
You're day and a half, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. See, I may not remember what happened last episode, but I remember what happened two episodes ago.
Ah, yes, exactly what we need.
What else? It's
what
really
last
unfortunate.
Time, but I remember Arc 3, Episode 3, real good.
It's really unfortunate that we didn't record this right after the last episode because I have zero understanding of where my headspace was. So I don't know how to act right now.
Well, you just woke up, so maybe that might that might change.
Just in terms of like Rose responding to what just happened.
Frustrated.
Yeah.
Slightly.
It would help if I remembered what actually was being said, because then I could actually ask Kyle about it.
Magician.
I mean, magician thief kind of did most of the explaining, and like,
yeah,
from my memory.
Go for it. We believe in
it. Kyle was like, you know, letting the magician thief kind of explain, and you know, added little bits of context here and there. With like, the magician thief kind of just went over everything. The magician thief's talking if Kyle's not, and from my recollection, Rose's frustration that led to, okay, everyone out of my head, was directed like entirely at the magician thief for being sus.
Hmm. Right.
And I don't know if Rose ever, I don't know if you ever really established whether Rose was like frustrated or confused or understanding of Kyle. I think there was a little bit of confusion, and the confusion went away, but it wasn't explicitly replaced with anything else.
Right. I think basically the confusion that Rose was like feeling from like the previous episodes that was directed at Kyle was then shifted towards the magician thief.
Yeah.
Being like, "Oh, okay. You're the reason that nobody is telling me anything that's happening."
I think it's almost this understanding of like, oh, it's not Kyle's fault that he's not telling me anything. He doesn't know squat either, because the magician thief hasn't told anybody anything.
Yeah, so I was like, I think I was asking the magician thief like what their goal was anyway, and they were just being obstinate. So I was like, all right, I have no reason to be here, and neither do you. So,
We wake up with some answers. Some new questions, but also, I mean, what are, Kyle's like, well, all right, well, let's just keep moving. This will come up when it comes up. Kyle has put the magician thief in, especially now that the magician thief has like really shown more of their hand. Kyle's very much in like, all right, this is side quest. And I know for a fact that this is going to be thrown right back at me when it's relevant. Like, I don't need to seek this out at all. It's just going to keep following me. So this is...
It's almost like you're like, the magician thief will find me. Clearly, they've done it in the past. They know where to call me.
Doing it for the past 2 weeks. Like, it's going to keep coming up. It's whatever. Kyle's just like, all right, well, have some more answers. We'll figure the rest out later. And I think Kyle, like, just gets up and then just, like, from the outside looking in, Kyle's just treating it like any other. Kyle's treating it like none of that happened. Kyle's just like, all right, let's get moving.
Which, that's not a surprise to Rose at all, I think. But visually, it definitely looks like she's still processing things. So I think she's kind of just walking along until she gets to a point where she has the words that she wants to say. Okay. I don't know if you want anything to happen in between that and now, but...
I'll let you know if something happens, but for now, it's, you know, pack your bags, keep on walking south. Feel free to have conversations while I try to establish some sort of death-defying situation.
You said feel free to have conversations. You never said about what. I propose we have conversations about anything and everything not related to what we're talking about right now.
Oh my goodness, Kyle, did you play the new Pokemon DLC?
Yeah, no, oh my god, it was so much fun. I want to spoil the entire thing for Onroot, even though there's some really fun Easter eggs and some really fun bits of lore that he would, like, you know, like to find out naturally.
In this one, you can catch Lieutenant Surge. He wasn't available in the other versions.
Oh, that's this Pokemon universe.
Wait, you caught Lieutenant Surge? I caught Erica. Are there version exclusives?
Yeah, I found a shiny Misty, too.
Goodness, your shiny looks so much better than mine.
Anyway, after a little bit of time, I think
I don't need us to stall longer.
I need which one of you is the slower? I forget.
It's me, it's probably.
Yeah, yeah.
And you are base speed
13.
13, gotcha. Okay,
what's Audino's base speed stat?
5.
Oh, huh. Did not realize that Audino was slower than Draco.
I got stubby little legs. I don't have knees.
I don't have knees.
Do Draco have knees? I guess Draco have knees.
Yeah. So you gotta climb. You gotta be able to climb trees.
I mean, if you look at it, Draco don't really have knees.
Everyone knows you need knees to climb trees.
No, you just need little stickies.
Anyway, I think Rose chimes in a little bit of the way down, and is just like, okay, so what was that in the dream? Who was that?
Kyle is giving the frankest look of like, I have no clue.
As in, like, you're not telling Rose that you met the magician thief before, or like...
No. Like, Rose... No, like, the magician thief and Kyle established, like, you know, all of their interactions with Rose in the dream already. So, like, Kyle's assuming this is, like, a clarify of, like, do you know anything else about this person? That's what Kyle's hearing the question as, and is just giving the frankest look of, like...
That's fine. I just wanted to clarify that you were not intending Kyle to be, like, trying to cover up the fact that...
No, Kyle's
everything
not
was just revealed.
Kyle's not being deceitful.
Cool.
Kyle has no reason to... Kyle... The only reason Kyle wanted to cover any of this up in the first place was because Kyle was like, I don't trust the magician thief, so I don't want the magician thief around other people. And now that the magician thief is like, oh, yeah, I've been known about Rose and, like, this is whatever, Kyle's like, oh, all right, I got nothing left to hide.
Right, cool. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
I think Rose will just go like, okay, well, that I guess means nobody knows exactly what's going on, but what's the deal with those keys? You seemed pretty interested when I told you that there were keyholes in this weird mantra. Wait, also, where was that? Is that a real place? Have you been there before?
Kyle shakes his head no.
Also about the keys, I just wanted to make a point that Rose asks a lot of questions.
Well, so like if, like, you know, Rose kind of circles back to the keys, and I think Kyle just kind of shrugs and goes, I mean, you know as much as I do. Magician thief is after the keys. There's something there. That's all I know.
And you have a key, right?
Kyle starts to nod and then kind of just goes, well, I mean, at any point I might lose the key, to be honest, but... And just kind of shrugs.
Okay.
At this point, Kyle has given up on possession of the key. Kyle just knows that he is just storing the key for the magician thief at this point.
I mean, I don't know the way to phrase this right now, but Rose is definitely going to ask something along the lines of, like, why don't we just put the key in the dream world then?
Kyle looks over real deadpan and just goes, where do you think I was hiding it?
So he can get into the dream world.
Kyle slowly nods.
Okay, we gotta tell somebody else about this. That seems like a recruit emergency. If there's somebody who can get into our base without us knowing, he could steal all of the artifacts. We gotta go get them now.
Kyle, like, puts a hand up to, like, kinda, you know, pause Rose's rambling and just goes,
the reason I haven't told the other recruits yet is because Magician Thief knows a lot more than we do. I think we need to play our cards a little closer to our chest and, wait to see, you know, what the Magician Thief, wants from us and can offer us. They've already said they don't want any of our items. They've already said they know our aims. And they don't say a lot, but what they do say is usually honest.
It might be true that they don't want our items, but if they're as good a thief as you're saying so, That means that right now, not telling people is playing into their power. It's giving them the upper hand. If we want to talk about levels of power, if somebody knows that this person might be coming, then that's going to give us an upper hand, even if it's the slightest.
Kyle's kind of pondering this and kind of just shrugs as if to say, like, and Kyle just kind of shrugs and says, well, I personally think that we don't need to involve the other recruits, especially since most of the items are in my possession anyways. And even if we tell the other recruits, it's not like they're going to be able to stop them.
No. But if we have the slightest inkling, the slightest idea that the other recruits might be under threat, whatever that may mean, if we don't tell them, they are going to get blindsided by this. Just like I was just now. And if they know about it, then maybe, even if they might not be able to stop him, they'll be able to actually think rationally when something happens.
Kyle,
they can prepare.
Kyle kind of slowly nods and just says, I know you're rattled, but the magician thief isn't interested in the other recruits. They'll be okay. Only reason you've run into the magician thief is because you're with me.
To be clear, though, Rose is not speaking in a tone that suggests that she is
No. I know that.
For the audience, I should say.
Yeah, no. I know that. The audience knows this. Kyle's a kid.
Yeah. Can you prove that the magician thief is not going to affect anybody that's not with you? What evidence do you have of that? They know about the recruits already, it seems, before getting involved with you.
Kyle slowly nods and just goes, I have to take the magician thief at their word. Like, Kyle's implied that him and the magician thief have an understanding here, so.
Yeah. Oh.
Because they do. Kyle and the magician thief do have an understanding of just like, hey, listen, you're my point of contact with this organization. If I'm going to mess with this organization, it's going to be through you. like the magician thief has made that fully transparent to Kyle already.
Can you remind me then, how has the magician thief proven that they're not going to affect the recruits?
Nothing beyond their word.
Kyle?
Nothing beyond their word. It's just the first interaction that Kyle and the magician thief had up on the rooftop in they're up on the roof of the library, I think.
Yeah,
that first interaction, the magician thief was like, all right, lays all the cards out on the table. I know you, I know your mama, I know your daddy, I know everybody. You work with me. You work for me. And Kyle was just like, okay. Everyone else is chilled out. The magician thief was like, yeah, no. You're good enough. Like, I'm with you. We're good. Like, you're
as
all
the
I
magician
need.
Thief here. As the magician thief here, I can offer my my knowledge about this. Surprise, he shows up out of nowhere. He was disguised as Manaphy the whole time. I think it's two things. I think one, it's the word, so however much you want to take it. And the second thing, which is sort of implied, I haven't stolen it yet. And it's been multiple weeks at this point. You know I can get in there if I want to. It's a combination of, not only have I told you I don't want to do it, in all of these various different opportunities I could have, I haven't.
Yeah, that because goes for both, that goes for both the legendary items and, like, messing with the other recruits.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the magician thief very clearly went into the dream world and only came out with the red key, right? So,
yeah.
The magician thief, when Kyle and Manaphy first met them, only took the red key. Left Manaphy, left all the other valuables in the bag. Just swap the key out for a note.
I didn't take your ID card. I didn't take your wallet. I didn't take your social security card. I didn't take none of that.
Yeah.
I do just want to bring up the logical fallacy of that, though.
Fair.
I mean, no.
I had the chance to steal it and I didn't, so that means I could never, I will never steal it again.
Oh,
you should
yeah, no.
Fair.
No, of course. Like,
also, both times, I find it funny. Well, this is also part of the Magician Thief's shtick, and this, Daisy, you would know, or Rose would know, is that every time the Magician Thief has stolen something, they've given it back.
Right.
So,
whether
any of this means anything at all, whether this breaks through your level of suspicion meter, wherever you have that set at, is up to you, of course.
Yeah. Kyle is willing to take the Magician Thief at the Pirate's Code, you know?
I'm mainly bringing these up as a way to mirror the, like, innately trustingness of Kyle. To be like, oh, you said this thing, you've shown me this, so I'm going to believe that. I'm just being the suspicious counterpart to that.
I mean, to be fair, it's not Kyle's innately trusting... I guess to a degree it's Kyle being kind of, you know, a bit more trusting. It's not like Kyle didn't have, but it's not like Kyle, like, never had any suspicion of the Magician Thief. Like, their first few interactions were very tense. Right?
Yeah.
And it's over the course of those interactions that Kyle's been like, all right, I have no choice but to trust you, as much as I don't want to.
My next response as Rose then will be like, all right, for now, I will trust your word. But if anything else happens with this Magician Thief, we have to tell the others.
Kyle just kind of puts his hand up as if to say, well, I can't stop you.
And that's where Rose is going to leave it as we walk. Just like, all right, we'll try it your way. But if anything else happens, I'm not taking chances.
The moment I see a monocle on anybody, I slam that red button going wee-woo so hard.
We see a door with just a keyhole that's not, like, that's a different color from, you know, the door itself, and just immediate pick.
We got to now.
This is where I know we've talked about how Rose is, generally non-battler, but part of this is just me coming out of editing and uploading the battle that Rose had about 5 episodes ago or so. But I can imagine sees the keyhole. It's a slightly different shade of clear, if anything. Rose just full on, like, bam, smashes the door with her fist. Be like, who do you think you are?
Take that door. You won't try me again.
That's for not opening for me. Rose, that was a pull door, not a push door. Well,
if it wanted to open so badly, it should have opened when I pushed it.
All right, cool. Anyway, I have rolled to the side for various different events. Shocker, everybody else in the world is moving. I would like both of you guys to roll for me a d20, and also I need your bellies, which are full right now, to drop by 13. As you travel.
What is full? Full is 25?
Full is 25.
Yeah. I rolled a 16.
Hold on. I had to decrease my belly, then increase my other thing. What am I rolling the d20 for? Plus something?
For something I will tell you depending on
just
what
random.
You...
Just random.
I will... Maybe.
Okay, I rolled a 5.
Okay.
I trip.
Okay, that works. Do you guys want something to happen today? Because otherwise,
roll a dice to see if something happens.
So, well, like, I got something that'll happen, but nothing's gonna happen now. So it's not gonna happen now. So, I mean, during the walk, as you go from insert unnamed river here down an additional 13 units,
I don't know anything that is going on otherwise, so it is up to you of where you think things should happen. Like, I'm just walking
really,
right
really,
now.
You really want to have a wild battle or something like that? Just some random melodic that's getting on your nerves or something like that?
Why do you think I'm seeking out vengeance? Like, why?
Fair point. And as we flash straight through, we're going to go through this day. The travels are fine.
I have waited 15 episodes for Kyle to be involved in a battle. I can wait a few more.
Great. As we continue through on this travel, times are good. You're having a nice, calm, cool, coordinated conversation, and I think, for the most part, you guys are at the same level of knowledge about recruit / non-recruit stuff. I can't think of anything that one of you knows that the other doesn't. So that's
fun. At least not intentionally.
Correct, yeah. So you guys are having a nice, pleasant conversation. The sun rises and falls. Manaphy's been staring at the ocean for, I think, 36 hours now. And then you see a city in the distance. But that's not right. That's you're too far away from the edge. And now Manaphy, for once, turns and stares at the city. And Manaphy's pointing at the city like, you!
You want us to go to the city?
Kyle's eyebrow raised.
Do you?
Do I?
Do-wa. Manaphy is at this point trying various different accents to see if you can understand what the word do means, despite the fact that you clearly know it's
do.
Do.
Is it
you? Da-u.
Is it in the city?
I think you pass by, like, welcome to insert city name here. Mom, you'll love this, sort of. Probably. I don't
know. Do city.
This is called Duval, but spelled differently.
Nice.
We're in Duval. But yes, it is a city called Duval, spelled D-E-W-V-A-L-L.
Hello, this is Daisy here. I play Rose on Not a Scratch. I just want to say thank you for listening to this episode. As always, episodes come out weekly, so be sure to follow us, subscribe, and do all those important things you ought to do when supporting a podcast. If you've enjoyed the episode and you want to support us in any way, shape, or form, the best way to do so is to share us with your friends. Share us with people who wear glasses. Share us with people who wear contacts. Share us with people who don't wear glasses or contacts, too. Also, you can leave us a review on your podcasting platform. Reviews help to bring in new people into our community and also can give us advice on what we can improve on in the future. You can also follow us on all sorts of social medias available in the episode description or email us at notascratchcast@gmail.com if you have any cool ideas you want to suggest for the podcast or if you just want to reach out to us. We also have a Discord for Not a Scratch, and a bunch of awesome people have already joined. You can join to help us build the Not a Scratch community. We've got a website, which you can check out at www.notascratchcast.com. The website has access to all of our episodes, our merch page with a bunch of awesome items, and an art page where we post commissioned and fan art. If you send us your fan art, you might just see it on our website. Our website and merch will be updating over time, so stay tuned. For this episode, we would like to thank Glitch X City for the songs Kirby's Dreamland Lo-Fi Remix, Animal Crossing The Roost, and Deltarune Hip Shop. We also want to thank Tabletop Audio for the songs Forest Day and Tinkerer's Workshop. Now, here's the section where we shout out our patrons. At Not a Scratch, we have an amazing Patreon where you can get extra benefits regarding the show and its future, like early released episodes, episodes without a midsection like this, and a couple extra bonus features, even a extra separate season set of games called the Game Corner, you might have heard of it, that I run, and more. And just as I said, you'll be recognized during the show. That's right now. Thank you to our patrons, Jitty, Ursa93, Eli, Pure Glaceon, Damon Liger, Lord Toffee, Simon Pelo Akeen, Fennec, Evelyn C., Journeyman Negative, Robert O., Arming Sword and Buckler, Blue Arrowweir, and Dark Rye Drive. For more information, check out the links in the episode description or contact us on Discord or Twitter. Now, without further ado, let's see what this town has to offer.
Yes, so you reach Duval, a nice, I think this would be City. Not quite as big as as the underground city that you've been in, Den City. But Duval is here, and it's also nighttime at this point. So if y'all want to take a nap in the city with a bed,
well, I mean, I'm gonna ask Manaphy, like, is this the place where the dew is?
Manaphy shakes their head no. I think they were part of you maybe wonders if they just could read the word dew and got real hype because of that.
Okay. Do you want to?
That's cause.
Do you want to stop here then? I'm asking Manaphy if they want to stop here.
Manaphy kind of looks up at the sky, notices the sun is falling down, nods, and then falls asleep in the back.
I mean, yeah. Rose giving Manaphy the illusion of choice is a nice gesture, but Kyle wasn't giving the kid a choice. Kyle was like, oh, we have a town to stay in? Perfect.
I mean, it's also Rose giving us the illusion of choice through asking Manaphy, who is the GM, who says you should stay here.
Manaphy shrugs, says roll a die, and then falls asleep.
Okay.
Makes a little bubble d20.
I got a 3.
What does 3 mean?
Rose is sleeping outside.
Rose is like the city is the magician thief.
The city is the magician thief. No, we'll go. We'll sleep. We'll go find a place to sleep.
So you enter into the city. Opportunity for shopping. Opportunity for doing anything interesting that you want to do in the city.
Is there like a Poké Center that we can get free lodging at?
There are hotels, rooms, and boards and other things like that you can pay for lodging.
Uh-huh.
You could walk into somebody's house and kind of beg. That would require a very good charisma check.
I'll bake you some Poké Puffs.
That would require a very good but maybe slightly less needed. Instead of a nat 20, you need a nat 19, but you know, maybe.
No, I don't know. We'll just go sleep somewhere, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah,
we'll just find some
inn. See what the rates are. Take a sleep under a roof for once.
So you walk into, I think, the closest, biggest looking inn, I suppose. Walk on in. You see a fair number of travelers that are coming to and fro. Seems like there's a small little restaurant area. They do the hotel, like, breakfast buffet sort of thing. But they do it all day round, which is very nice. So they have, like, dinner stuff there. You see a few folks that are sitting down. The radio... Televisions, do they exist?
I don't know if we've established this.
We've established video games exist, which could put us anywhere from 1970 to yesterday.
But not today. Very importantly, not today.
Can't be today. It cannot be today. So I guess televisions would exist in this weird sort of thing. We've established televisions exist, but the best mode of transportation is train or boat. So weirdly enough, transportation is, I think, set in 1870, but the video game industry is set in 1995.
You know what it is? It is all modernized. It's just the car lobby hasn't made its way to the Outcast region. That's what it is.
Yeah, that's right. Keep those cars out.
The river rooms haven't invaded.
Yeah, the Industrial Revolution before it happens.
The Industrial Revolution, but only the good stuff, aka we need to make sure we get our Xboxes and Nintendo Switches. Forget the automobile.
Public goods? Great. Entertainment? Great. Congestion and traffic? Boo.
We have exchanged the idea of video games with the concept of traffic. Anyway, so I think you walk on in, the television, radio, whatever is broadcasting the most recent baseball game recap, and we continue through. You, I assume, go up to the receptionist to be like, hey, got a room?
Hey, got a room?
Perfect. Roll for me a d20, each of you.
Each of us?
I got a 19. Can I bake you some Poké Puffs?
I got a 10.
Great. Room and board. They have a lot of amenities here. So as a result, it is 450 poke a night, which is definitely more expensive than it needs to be. No need to roll a check. You know this.
Can I bake some Poke Puffs?
It is now 449 if you offer a Poke Puff.
I rolled a 19 though, and you said if I rolled a natural 19, I could bake.
That is true. All of this, however, is a plot point that is purposely not going to be established. Because as you turn around, or as somebody pokes you on the shoulder, specifically Kyle, but pokes both of you on the shoulder, you turn around and see, see the V-Wheel themselves. With a hood on their head.
Huh?
A hood on their head. See the V-Wheel themselves.
What is a V-Wheel?
Why? Why, Honorun? Why?
Hey! Buddy. what you can tell, I mean, they've got a hood over their head, but you can clearly tell.
Rose has met this person.
Once. Right?
Yeah, once.
You see Victini, kind of floating now on the ground.
Hey! Nice seeing you guys. How's it going?
I'm just like sitting in the back because last time this was an interaction between Kyle and Victini, so Rose is just like, I don't know, this is somebody Kyle knows. I'm just hanging out.
Kyle has flashbacks to the concept of flashbacks.
I'm trying to remember how annoyed or irritated Kyle was with Victini last time. I think a bit. I'm worried I'm conflating my irritation with you with Kyle's irritation with Victini, because I think they're on
They're on different levels. Your level with me is a standard like 8 out of 10 consistency.
Yeah,
yours with Victini I think is probably like a 3 out of 10. It's more
frustrated with
Victini because Victini is like. You can be frustrated at two Pokemon, either Victini or Celebi, and you refuse to be frustrated at Celebi, so therefore you're frustrated at Victini.
It's kind of what it is. Yeah, I think also Kyle's just like, oh, all right, time for tedious chores. Kyle sees Victini and just eyebrow raise, not quite glaring daggers, but more of a, what do you want now?
First up, Rose, very nice to meet you once again.
Hi.
I sense that you two need a room. How would you like to have a room for zero poke?
Sure.
I feel like
Kyle's eyebrow raises further in a what's the catch expression.
Who are you again? What's happening?
Sticks out their very, very short hand. Victini, mythical Pokemon. Nice to meet you.
Hi. Rose. I bake things.
Yes, you do. How about that? Kyle, one...
Looks behind them. Two, six, one, two, three, wait, one, two, three, four, five, six, six.
Seven Pokepuffs in exchange for, get seven Pokebuffs in exchange for a room that you get.
Seven?
Sure. Seven. Here you go.
Great. Come with me. Let's go to the room.
What math were you trying to do on a room? What? I think I see what Matthew were trying to do, but also I don't get it.
I want a Pokebuff. Got it?
And so, you guys, with Victini effectively popping up and be like, hey, come with me, drags you upstairs to one of the rooms that they have. And you see lying on the bed, or floating over the bed, whatever the equivalent is, Rotom, which we met a while ago.
Rose also believing that this is somebody that Kyle knows because that's how the interaction was. just hanging out. All right, I guess I got us a free room with my Pokepuffs.
Rotom kind of looks up.
Victini was? I know you guys. Where do I know you guys?
Victini's like,
Kyle is still, like, you know, very pointedly looking at Victini, like, listen, all this explaining's on you.
Right. Come on in. Make yourself at home. This is your room, for now. Rotom, you met them at the library in Valkenburg. They were the friends. This one's the green one that I asked about. Yes. And
Rose.
Rose?
Oh, hi.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Rose gets a name and Kyle's the green one? Okay. Fair enough.
Oh, sorry. Kyle, sorry.
That was how Victini introduced you.
This was me, Muhammad, being annoyed with Victini, the character. I'm just like, really? It's Rose and the green one?
Look who gave the Pokepuffs here.
That's true.
Kyle and Victini have an established working relationship that I think warrants a little more than the green one.
It's messed up.
Victini kind of turned. Do you show this frustration at all?
Not really.
I think the green. Okay.
No. This was Muhammad being annoyed.
Okay, gotcha. Yep, this is Kyle, the recruit, the one I told you about. Had interactions with them way. Looks at you, way back. And this is Rose.
I wave.
They're the ones that will be helping you with your controlling of the various number of powers that you have. We had this whole conversation way back in like Arc 6 Episode 1 or something like that. So
Kyle is slowly nodding.
Yep, multiple weeks ago. So first off, Rose, those Pokepuffs. Do you ideally have the following types? And then just pulls out a piece of paper and hands them to you.
I think that's up to you.
I think we loosely established you've got like three of every type or something like that.
Sure.
And I had planned on doing something with it, and then I decided against it because that required planning. But you do have them, so I think.
But
yeah,
we established a whole system for berry growing.
Let me guess. The types are fire, water, grass, flying, ice, ghost, and either fire or psychic.
I think as the psychic one pops out, Victini's like, yoink, thank you very much.
Yeah.
And then the rest go to Rotom, and Rotom kind of like cuts pieces of each of them and kind of makes their own Pokepuff with like a combination of them and then eats that.
Rotom does not have six single type Pokepuffs. Rotom now has six multi-type Pokepuffs.
Basically.
Honestly, should have asked for eight. Should have got an electric one in there too.
Well, I didn't want to be too greedy about it.
I got another one, here you go.
No, it's fine. Thank you. How exactly are they gonna help? I mean, I've heard a lot about you guys, I know you could help, but how are they helping?
Yeah, what's going on? I thought we got just a room. We gotta go somewhere.
Right. How are you gonna get there?
We were gonna walk, I think.
But no, not there. How are you gonna go there?
And Victini points out into a random direction of the ocean.
Points to the
I point to Kyle. I don't know, he seemed to have an idea.
Yeah, I think Kyle's not answering this question. Kyle's just looking at Victini, eyebrow further raised, like, what are you cooking? What's going on here?
Well, what if I could provide you a way to get there?
Again, points out in the distance.
Kyle's expression has not changed.
Rose, were you saying something?
Sure. What? What's going on? Let...
And that would be our dear friend here, points to Rotom. Huh?
Kyle's expression has softened slightly from like, all right, what's the catch? What's going on here? To what are you saying?
How's Rotom gonna help?
Yeah, how am I gonna help? Well, so Rotom, you know how we're trying to get various different items that will allow you to easily switch back and forth between you, Wash, Mo, Frost, the rest of you guys. So I know where one is, and in fact I know how to help you get them. That's why I'm here. That's the whole thing. This is me saying things in the third person so that people and the audience members can understand. I can help you with that. But in order to truly master that, you're going to need to do some practical practice. So these fellas here are offering you that opportunity to practice with it. So as Victini kind of grabs you guys all together effectively, or addresses all of you together. So let's talk about Rotom and the wonderful various items that they need. Have you heard of devices?
Could you be more specific?
Sure. There are various different types of devices that have specific names that I'm currently looking for right now because they're on my sheet. There are various different devices that can be used single-use time that can boost your stats. So there's like the fighting device and the electric device and the grass device.
Kyle slowly nods because Kyle... Kyle slowly nods and looks over, sees Rose is a bit confused, and pulls out a dragon device from his bag.
What?
Yes, like that. So those, that one is a blue red dragon. What?
Kyle just kind of shrugs, just like.
I think that was a dragon one. Anyway, so if you are the same type as a device, so for example, if you gave that to a dragon type Pokemon and they used it, they could boost all of their stats, attack, defense, special attack, special defense, all boosted up by a specific amount. So it's like a permanent boost in your abilities. They're really rare, they're really powerful, they're very useful, which is why they're so highly coveted. But there's something even better than those. Because the devices are all single-time use items, which means once you use them, you can't use them again, obviously. And if you hold on to them, if you have them in your bag, if you have them in storage, they won't help you. You gotta use them. Once you do, they're helpful going forward, but until you do, they're kind of just sitting there. There's a different thing, though, and those are gems. So there's a bug gem, a dragon gem, a fighting gem, etc. And each of these are held items that don't even need to be held. They could be in your bag, but as long as you have them, they have the same sort of boosts. These gems are also more powerful in that they can help this fella, points at Rotom, they can help you easily transition from one type to another.
So that's what we're looking for. Interesting little workaround on Root.
So, if you have those various different gems, then you can easily transition instead of your current transition method, which is effectively you sitting down for 15 seconds as you manually switch the buttons on your remote. Rotom kind of nods like, yeah, that's it's not ideal. So switching between the, you know, switching with the gems makes it that much quicker, meaning that your moves change, your abilities change, you yourself will change much better. And the water gem is very close to here. That's what this is. Victini pulls out a small little, like, looks like a pinwheel almost, and then just kind of like taps it on the head and it turns into a giant, and I don't know if we've officially established this in the past, but we're doing this now, a literal V wheel. It is a giant Wheel of Fortune looking wheel with way too many buttons, bobs, random items all over it. It doesn't make any sense to anybody here but Victini, apparently. Victini's like, this is my V wheel. It kind of does a bunch of random stuff, but I have it set to right now gem searching. So it's literally looking for these gems. It's very hard. It's using a lot of energy, which is why I cannot use most of my moves, and I'm kind of sitting here checking boxes off a list these days. But in exchange, I can find all these cool various different things. The water gem is very close to here. So, looks at you guys. You help Rotom find the water gem. Rotom can then easily transition into Wash form. In other words, you know, transforms into... Did I name him Wash? I named them Wash. Yeah, I did name them
Wash. Yeah, you named them all by their form name.
Right. So you can easily transform into Wash, and then all you need to do is literally take over a boat, any boat, and Rotom can easily set you guys out to sea. You can go as fast as Rotom feels like going, which is very, very fast. Zoom over to the sea, find your area, plop down, do your little scuba diving adventure, come back up, adios, etc.
Kyle, in like the last like 30 seconds of that explanation, as Victini put the pieces together, Kyle's face went from confusion to like a very begrudging, like, you know, this was actually a pretty good plan. Kyle's got this look of like both being like impressed but also like very thrown off by how put together this idea is.
What do you guys think? Yay? Nay?
I guess so.
Kyle's like very slowly nodding like, you know, this could work.
Great. What about you, Rotom? Victini, in the roughly 2.5 weeks or so that I've known you, maybe a little bit more, this might be the single greatest idea you've had. It's also potentially the only idea you've had, but we're going to roll with it. Perfect. All right, let's get it going. I'm going to do a little bit of tinkering to make sure the gem is where the gem is, because the V-wheel, you see the V-wheel's like smoking a little bit right now. I got to make sure this thing isn't going to explode. This is, by the way, your room. It's close to here. It's close to the edge as well, so it's not going to be that much of a diversion. It might have been, depending on where it is, and if this thing is working. And at this point, Victini's yelling at the V-wheel, like, if this thing wants to work or not, it might be in the same direction, like, literally on the path, or you take 12 steps to the right, you know, whatever that works. But we go, deal with that. You're helping us out with our task. We'll help you out with your task, and then hopefully all thumbs go yay. That was words. Anyway, this is your room. We're next door. Victini like grabs Rotom and the V-wheel. Like, all right, see you guys later. Dump.
I think there's a stunned silence in the room, probably for different reasons on each of these folks' part.
I mean, where are we supposed to go?
I think somewhere
Kyle, like, after a moment of, like, silent, like, well, that just happened, Kyle just kind of, like... You almost hear Kyle like chuckle under his breath as he just shakes his head and puts his bag down and starts getting ready to go to sleep.
It probably wasn't very clear with Victini muttering 300 words a minute, but the location of this seems to be in some location on your way to the edge, so it's on the path. You would just take a pit stop and deal with it. Rose, do you have any thoughts about anything that just happened? Because it was kind of just you walked in, loud noises, and a plan with a question mark at the end.
I don't know. I guess not. Do we know where we're stopping on the way?
Not specifically, no. I think Victini's trying to make sure that the location is the right location. And I think as that thought comes to your mind, you can hear in the room next door... Victini, I think you can hear Victini literally kick the V-wheel, be like, oh, come on! Just random noises like machinery being worked on. It's like, come on, you would... Boing!
You hear a wrench clatter to the floor.
Any last things you want to do tonight before going to bed? Because it is, you know, I've set it around 8, 9 at night, so you still have time to shop or all that sort of stuff. Explore. Wander into the ocean. I don't know if that's your thing, but
no, I don't think there's really anything that I need to buy.
Okay.
Kyle already started getting ready for bed.
Kyle's half asleep. Rose, I need you to roll a smart roll here.
Okay.
For
smart,
very, very important things.
13 plus 1, 14.
Where is it?
Is that what point going to come back to haunt us?
You said 13, so it's 14?
Mm-hmm.
Okie doke. Cool. Sorry, that sounded very ominous, but that's just your berry check that I... Roll smart. Your berries are starting to grow. I think at this point you can start to see the stems a little bit popping out.
Yay!
You probably have the Chesto Orin berry that needs a new name.
Yeah, we would... trying to go through some I think last time, but I don't know.
The one that had the most promise I think was Chorinberry.
Yeah, the Chorinberry.
But there you go. So it's would you know? I don't think you would know. I don't think Rose would know when the berries are done. Or sorry, not when the berries, but how long it would take for berries to get done.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't know.
But you're 14 steps ahead of where you were earlier. Does that
all
make sense?
Right.
So you're that much closer. So great. I think with the berries done out of the way, Manaphy staring out in the distance, I think you have to literally throw Manaphy into the bag at this point, because Manaphy's like, ew. Manaphy's like the Toy Story aliens.
The claw.
So Manaphy's now finally somehow fallen asleep. Kyle, you go to sleep. Rose, I presume you go to sleep as well.
Mm-hmm.
And now I need you guys to not do anything, because that's what we'll end this episode.
I was ready to scream bloody murder.
Like, not another dream.
Nah, that's what we open the next episode with.
Tune in next week for when I yell at Otterud.
Which will probably happen. Thank you everyone for listening, watching, and supporting in any way, shape, or form that you do. A fun fact that I will say now, because based on how plans are going, we will get there. The end of the arc is soonish. There you go. Your warning that the arc will end soonish. When does that mean? I don't quite know. But I kind of mentioned this last time. But the end of the arc is soonish. So, look forward to that. Look forward to all the fun end of arc stuff. Look forward to Rose being revealed as the villain. I mean, nothing.
Uh-oh.
What? Why are you surprised? You're the one that planned it. I mean, nothing. So, thank you everyone for listening, watching, and supporting in any way, shape, or form that you do this wonderful Not a Scratch adventure. Next time, we go exploring, assuming that V-Wheel's fixed. I'm really hoping that... Thanks for listening, everyone. I have been your PM, your DM, your GM, and Aru himself.
I'm a playing Kyle.
Whoa. And I've been Daisy playing Rose.
And until next time, remember to support local broadcasting stations. NPR is brought to you by viewers like you. Thank you.
Oh, come on!